American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from these Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers Platinum microphone begins right now. And of course, all of it being brought to you by X Insurance. Welcome inside the studios with me today. Got a lot going on over here. Lots of screens opened. Lots of stuff to talk with you about today. Lots of research went into the show today. A lot of what do we call it? Triage research went into the program today. I will probably not get to everything, but I'll hit on as many points as I can. The lineup today is, as Donald Trump would say, very, very huge. Very, very huge. It's a great lineup. While it's pared down a little bit as far as the amount of folks on the show today, it's extremely powerful. I'm sure you'll agree with me. We'll get to that in a second. Welcome inside the studios with me to all of our affiliates across the country, a couple hundred plus, the live stream crowd over on Facebook. Like and share the post, if you will, please. And the television audience up in Northern California and Reno. We're at home with you, all right? Thanks for being here with us. Like I said, another lineup. I'm going to get another big lineup. I'll get to that in a second. But let me first set up the program today. There's a lot going on across this nation, and I think many of you, if not all of you, will agree with me that the nation is broken right now. And if your head is in any mainstream press at all, to any level, I know you'll agree with me, because it's nothing but rage. It's hate. It's hate filled. This is not the America that you and I grew up in. And I'm a young man. I'm 58 years old. I'm not old by any stretch. My father, 81 years old, very disappointed in what's happening with this country. I had some dinner and drinks with some friends of ours the other day, all walks of life, all colors, all of us in the same boat, all of us very disappointed with what we're seeing. And, you know, the mainstream press we were all in agreement on is doing its level best, working in conjunction with just about every un-American force out there today that you can think of. That includes the modern Democrat Party, where apparently every socialist, Marxist, communist, left-wing terror, Antifa, gun-grabbing group in the nation has been welcomed under that tent with open arms. Lots to talk with you about on that today. Well-coordinated attempts, by the way, by those groups I just mentioned, very well-funded groups, to destroy this country. It's well underway. And the question we're going to ask throughout the program today is, what are you going to do about it? It's got to come from you. It's got to come from me. It has to come from us collectively. So I ask you, think about that as you hear the conversation progress with my guests today. Ask yourself that question. What are we talking about? What is it you're going to do based on what you hear to try to turn this battleship around? Because turn it around, it must. We're in a very, very dangerous place in America. Violence could erupt at any time. And I don't mean Portland. I mean, it can spill out. Okay, we're very close to that in this country today. It's sad, but it's true. Remember, sad but true, right? Remember, I was singing that a few weeks ago in the daytime show. True statement. We're going to explore that, all of that today on Armed American Radio. What can you do about it? Because it is going to take you and everybody like you to make sure that this country is not lost to the radical left. If we lose this country in November, you will never live a normal life like you have before. It will all be past history. You will be talking about it in past tense. Do you remember when? And that's a fact. From Portland to Seattle to Kenosha, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Atlanta, and beyond, major trouble brewing in the streets of Democrat-run cities. And as I've said for years, I'll continue to beat this horse. You show me an American city in decay, and I'll show you an American city run by Democrats for decades. You can't prove me wrong, but if you attempt to, I will be more than happy to take your money. I will do it. That's stupid money, so don't waste it. Something else happening in America today. Major League Sports, what's left of them, doing everything they can to eliminate whatever relevancy, whatever fan base they may have once had, doing everything they can to alienate the very fans with the discretionary income to spend on their bloated multimillionaire salaries. And I've said before, God bless them for getting those salaries. That doesn't mean they're not bloated. I'm all for capitalism. But me thinks in the future, they're in for a rude awakening, because without fans in the stands, those millionaire salaries ain't happening. But they're walking away from those athletes in droves, walking away from the sports that they loved in droves. Why? They're the athletes walking away from fans in droves. Let's put it in that perspective for you. In defiant support, if you will, of Marxist organizations intent on disarming us while surely keeping arms for themselves. Let's not forget that while LeBron James was running his mouth last week on Twitter, he was surrounded by armed guards himself. The hypocrisy, you can smell it. It's thick. You have to cut it. Take a napkin when you're around these people. Wipe it off of their faces for them. Unless you want them looking silly, don't wipe it off. You understand the metaphor. They'll keep their own arms. Okay for me, but not for me. Okay for me, but not for thee. That is, after all, the socialist, communist, Marxist way. The NBA's biggest stars. Here's one for you. This one really rankled my feathers. Probably yours if you saw it too. George Hill from the Milwaukee Bucks, tweeting defiantly that he missed the national anthem as he was taking a huge number two, but he used much more colorful language. In other words, he was telling you that that's what he was doing to his nation. Multimillionaire salary. Wonder if he believes the fans really admire that. He's a punk and an ass, quite frankly. I can only hope that he remembers that he's playing right now to empty seating that will not keep his bloated salary where it is for much longer. What are we facing today? Lefty corporations, loudmouth America-hating multimillionaire athletes, punk coaches like Steve Kerr, walks around with gun-grabbing T-shirts on all day, pushing his leftist agenda down our throat, openly pushing gun-grabbing, gun-hating, Constitution-hating, freedom-hating agenda down our throats while making millions. People like him, phony movie stars, talking about your rights and your freedoms, tweeting hatred all day long. Look no further than Bette Midler. What a sad, pathetic old wretch. Sad, pathetic. Read some of her tweets. Read some of her hatred. Nobody cares about them anymore. They're finding themselves to be irrelevant as well. College institutions, professors, fake news media outlets, Antifa, Black Lives Matter terrorists, providing visions of hatred for their fellow Americans that are so vile, I can't even mention them on the airwaves. But I got to be honest with you. I always will. The fear that I feel for my nation churns in my stomach today. Churns. My parents came over to my house for dinner tonight. I was grilling some steaks and some hamburgers for the family and kids. And my dad started in with did you hear this tweet about so-and-so? I put my hands on my head. I said, Dad, stop, please. Please, I deal with it all day long. I don't mean to be rude. But the hatred coming, it's in every corner. It's infecting every aspect of our lives. And I hate that. I hate that. I didn't even want to have a conversation with my father about it. That bothers me. That churns in my stomach. And I hope to God it's churning in yours. Why? Because these forces that I'm talking about here that I mentioned, while individually aren't worth the number two George was talking about, the Milwaukee Buck, but combined collectively, they're a force to be reckoned with when they're combined together. Why? Because they're also given a very powerful anti-American press. They're given this mouthpiece by an anti-American press that provides them, quite frankly, provides us a very formidable opponent. One that has never fought fairly, by the way, and one that never will fight fairly. We've all known that as conservatives. But that opponent is coming for this nation. And as I've mentioned before, it isn't going to stop. It's not going to stop until they are stopped. The peaceful way that that happens, by the way, happens in November. It happens on November 3rd. And they have to be stopped. That's the peaceful way that this happens is a peaceful transition of power. Sadly, based on what we're seeing across this country, the current vibes we're getting, and what we're witnessing when individuals are flipping off old men and old women walking to a hotel room who just attended a rally put on by the President of the United States of America, the vile hatred towards the people who support a sitting president. God help this country. God help this country. We're going to need it. And when we come back, Mr. Alan Gottlieb is going to be here. I'll give you the rest of the lineup because he was there and walked that gauntlet in D.C. We'll find out about it from Alan, right from the horse's mouth, right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios on this Lead Slinger's Platinum microphone. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom for the next 2+ hours, almost 3 hours. You got 2¾ hours to go, all of it being presented to you by X Insurance. Make sure to check out xinsurance.com and all of our sponsors. We'll have plenty of time to talk about them in a bit. Let's go now to the phones, where my dear friend, Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, joins us fresh off the heels of his trip to none other than Washington, D.C. Alan, welcome in. How are you, brother?
Actually, you would think I'd be tired, but the whole thing energized, recharged my batteries, and I'm ready to take on the world this week.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, because we could use a little bit of recharging. Before we go any farther, let me give a shout out to our affiliate, KRMS, Osage Beach, Missouri, Lake of the Ozarks. Love you guys up there. I'll take that invitation. Thanks, Kevin. I see you in there, and I'll definitely do that. Anytime I can shout out to our affiliates that are tuned in, 1150 AM and I believe 93.7 FM. Don't hold me to that. If I made a mistake, I apologize. Alan, re-energize. Okay, you were there for the Trump acceptance speech. You got notified of it pretty darn quick. This was a whirlwind excursion to D.C., wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't get my invitation until Tuesday. I had to jump on a plane on Wednesday to be there on Thursday. So it was a really rush job, but it was sort of I don't know how I got blessed, along with my wife, Julianne, to be able to attend, considering there are only 1,500 people allowed to be there for the event. It was absolutely amazing that I got to be there.
Well, let me just remind listeners, that's the humbleness of Alan Gottlieb. I think everybody listening knows darn good and well why you were there. You needed to be there, you know, and I'm just going to throw this out because it's true. Mr. Gottlieb, listener and viewer, is, in my estimation, the single most powerful man alive today fighting for gun rights and First Amendment rights and for freedom and our constitutional rights, all of them, at the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan. And I completely understand why it would be important that you were there. And I'm thrilled that you were there, because guess what? We all live through you. So with you there, we're all there. And that energy that we all saw on television, was it as real as what we saw on TV? You were there experiencing it. It had to be.
Oh, it definitely was. It was just amazing. I mean, it was a little overwhelming, to be honest about it. And I was very proud that be able to be there to represent gun owners and gun rights. And, you know, I'm sitting on the as an advisor to the Gun Owners for Trump, which is part of the official campaign. People want to get involved, and I'd like to encourage them to. If they can go to donaldjtrump.com, find the area on the website that has the various divisions, and go to Gun Owners for Trump and sign up and get the information of what's happening in your area, how you can get engaged and get involved in the campaign and help work out. The coalition's area is where it's at. Gun Owners for Trump at Gun Owners for Trump at DonaldJTrump.com, and get directly plugged in. It's a great thing, and I was really proud to be able to be at the White House representing all of us.
Well, I'll tell you what, and represent you did. I got to ask, because I was watching on television, my wife and kids were looking for you. Can you tell us where you sat? I'm just curious for my own self.
Well, to the podium where this president was speaking, I was off to the left. There was a shot of Julianne and I on national television one time, at least by one of the networks. And I don't know which network it was, because I've had people email and text me that they saw us there. So we did make national television being there. But it was, you know, 1,500 people, and there was someone just right in front of the podium, and more off on the left and off on the right. You know, everybody that was there was basically a VIP, to be honest about it. So it wasn't a very large audience.
I'm not going to ask you about any individual people who were there, or maybe who were not there, but when Trump was speaking, let me reference some tweets by a good friend of ours. And we'll talk about Gun Owners for Trump, listeners, in just a few more minutes with Alan. We've got him for another couple segments. Several other things I want to talk about with Mr. Gottlieb. But Stephen Gutowski has written a couple times that he was disappointed that there wasn't more mentioned relative to policy about gun rights, about what we might do. Now, there was mention about Second Amendment, obviously, and that was great to see, certainly not coming from the other side. But I think there are some people out there that would have liked to have said something, maybe to see something about more policy moving forward rather than a blanket, we're going to defend your Second Amendment rights. Did you catch anything like that? Were you disappointed by anything you heard or maybe didn't hear?
I did not expect to hear policy. It wasn't the place for policy thing. It was only, he had 70 minutes. I mean, actually, he went over time. He went 70 minutes in total, which is more than was allotted for it. And he referenced the protecting the Second Amendment on two different occasions in his speech. But there wasn't exactly a whole, he didn't talk about a policy in any area, really. It was with that much limited time, you really can only touch on things. But he torched Biden on, you know, Biden's got gun control and gun confiscation plans, you know, and that was important. He touched on, you know, that he'd be there to protect gun rights and make sure that pro-gun judges, you know, are on the courts. You know, and that's all I could have expected. I was a little worried that we wouldn't get any mention at all, quite honestly, with so much to cover in such a short amount of time. So I was very happy that in two different times we got our due, so to speak.
Okay, so what you heard then, I want listeners to be able to take away that Alan Gottlieb was, you were content with what the president mentioned, the fact that he mentioned it twice, because I know you and I texted at some point during that night that he had mentioned it, and that was great news. So you feel good about that?
Yes, I do. I mean, I am confident. You know, all your reasons, that's why I'm going to take us off just a little bit, off the mark of the event itself. But I see online a lot, you know, on Facebook and other places, a number of gun owners talking about how Trump is not our friend, and you know, they're either not going to vote for him, or they're not going to, you know, vote for a third party candidate, no chance of winning, or just not vote at all. And then you do that, all that does is help, you know, gun grabbers like Joe Biden, you know, and his sidekick Kamala Harris. It doesn't help us out at all to take that. I mean, if you don't feel like that Donald Trump is perfect, there's a lot of reasons to feel that way, but he's the best president in our lifetime that's been there, and we're looking about the worst one, you know, running against him. This is a night and day situation. We don't let the perfect get in the way of the good. We've got to make sure the good is in the White House, not the evil.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Alan, because that's something I wanted to talk about. You jumped ahead of me a little bit on that, but that's okay, because I want to go there in another segment with you. I'm seeing and hearing a lot of that online as well. So here's what I'm going to do. Let's wait till that next segment, then let me take you there so I don't have to cut you off. I want to ask you a couple questions about that. I know how you'll answer them, but I think it's very, very important that people hear it. I know we get tired sometimes of hearing that, maybe hold your nose or do this or that. But in this election, we're going to find out from Alan just what's at stake here. And we're going to continue to drive that home. What I opened up with in my opening comments were fairly dark. I don't like talking like that about my country, but I didn't put us here. I'm fighting to keep it. I'm fighting to fix it. And we need everybody to do it. We'll talk with Alan about that and a whole bunch more in the next 30 minutes, two segments that we've got. We'll be back right now with Alan Gottlieb right after these messages. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
It's Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Gotta love Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, right? At KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker. Lots of fans up there in Wichita. You're tuned in right now live. We love you guys. It's 34 after the hour, and we've got another 2.5 hours to go with you, believe me. And let me, I want to get my affiliate information right. KRMS out there in Osage, in the Ozarks. It is 97.5 FM, 103.3 FM at 1150 AM. I was right on that. And then on your HD dial, it's 93.5. I want to thank Kevin for setting me straight on that. Appreciate it very much. Let's go back to Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, of which I got to tell you, I'm a very proud member of the board of directors of said organization. We have a meeting coming up in September. We'll talk about that in lieu of the Gun Rights Policy Conference. We'll talk with Alan a little bit about that as well, too. Alan, welcome back inside the studios with me here, all of it presented by X Insurance. I got to ask you a couple questions. I'm going to follow up, if we can, on the previous segment. And, you know, when you talk about seeing online, to me, it's nonsense as we get closer and closer to an election for any gun owner whatsoever. And you set me straight if you think I'm wrong, please. You've done it before. Do it now. I don't mind. That is out there talking nonsense about not liking Trump, or we've got other options, or we've got to get past this hatred. You know, we've got to be able to vote, you know, however we feel. Alan, we've got to vote our gun rights right now because they're flat out on the line. And if you don't vote for Trump, then you're voting for what?
Well, you're voting for, you know, gun prohibition and gun confiscation. You know, I think the biggest comment I see online from gun owners, you know, that not supporting Trump, the two things, so to speak, I'm going to address those. One is that Trump isn't a fan of bump stocks, okay? And it's granted, you know, he's not. But the difference is he's not a fan of bump stocks, and Joe Biden wants to ban the guns if the bump stocks go on. That's a pretty big difference. And then the other comments that I see, you know, where gun owners aren't that happy with Trump, is that he made a statement about take the guns first, due process second. And it was in reference to when this, you know, he was referencing something happening where, on the spot where the police are there and have to act, you know, right there when something's, you know, facing them. Trump is not a fan of red flag laws. In fact, he worked with me personally and his administration on trying to make sure that any kind of state red flag laws that exist get no use of federal funding for law enforcement money unless they build in due process for gun owners. And he's worked very hard on that. But the problem is Nancy Pelosi in the House has made sure that that won't pass. Another reason why you can't have Joe Biden in the White House and the Democratic control of Congress. So when I see those kind of statements, these people don't really realize what it's all about, what's going on. And again, like I said, don't let the, you know, your want for the perfect stop you from getting, you know, the good, because the result is we're going to get the evil. And that's what we're looking at. And so people at this point, it's not a matter of, you know, lesser of the two evils. It's a matter of somebody who's been the most pro-gun rights president we've had in the White House in our lifetime versus somebody who's going to be the worst pro-gun, you know, the most anti-gun president in our lifetime. That's pretty night and day.
It is night and day, and thank you for clarifying that. And I want to go to one more thing that Alan didn't mention. What will Biden do to the judiciary? Now, we've got
Mark,
right now.
I'm jumping in on you, if I can, on that. You raised it. I just want to respond to it real quickly. Because right now you're looking at a possibility that there could be three or four judges changed in the next 4 years on the United States Supreme Court. If Biden makes those picks, we have no Second Amendment rights. That's what.
No, and let me make sure. I want to listen. I'm glad you said that, Alan. Private conversations between Alan and I. Sometimes you hear this. I'm going to ask you just the same question I would ask you privately, Alan. Can we really truly lose our Second Amendment? It's written into the Constitution, Alan. If Biden becomes president and has those picks, would they really wipe it away? Let people please make sure people understand what you just said.
Unfortunately, Mark, we have ruled by man, not ruled by law. And all you need into the U.S. Supreme Court is five judges saying that the previous ruling defending Heller and McDonald was wrong. And put in a ruling saying the Second Amendment, you know, only gives guns to the militia, and the militia ain't you, and your rights are gone. But most definitely, it is that critical. We are really at a crisis stage right now. USAF has all these gun rights cases, and all the we won 80% of the case law in the court supporting gun rights. It could be wiped away immediately. It's that critical, this election. There's at this point we must band together as brothers in arms, so to speak, and make sure that our Constitution is defended.
So it is fair right now to say that single issue voting right now when it comes to our right to keep and bear arms has to be. I mean, we have to. If you can not like the way Trump speaks, hell, his own daughter commented about that when she was introducing her father, Alan. And you were there. Some people,
I was,
you know,
there.
Doesn't. Yeah, some people don't like the way he speaks. They don't like some of the things he tweets. Okay, that's fine. Get over it. Your freedom, your right to bear arms is literally on the line. Now, Alan, we know the old statement. This is the most important election in our lifetimes. I take this one back to 1860. I think this is the most important election since Lincoln. And really, from an educated standpoint, I've studied those presidencies. And I think there are a lot of similarities about what's happening in the country right now prior to what was happening to the 10-year run-up to Lincoln being elected and what was happening to this country. I've covered it in the Crimes Against Kansas speech and some of the violence that happened on the floor of the Senate in 1853. I've spoken about it at length. There's a lot of similarities. However, in this day and age right now, we can lose our right to bear arms. And listeners, I'm going to tell you a real quick story with Alan here. He set me straight. He sets me straight a lot. A lot of times you never know about it, and many times you'll never know about. But he sets me straight. I was on air one day talking about how we cannot lose. I said, I was trying to be positive for you. Saying, remember, we can't lose our right to bear arms. We've got a constitutional right. It's written into the Constitution, and I was notified by Alan. That's not true. While it's true, it's written into the Constitution, it can be taken away. We can lose it. And if we lose the Supreme Court and we lose Heller and McDonald, and Heller in particular is overturned, it's done. And four justices, Alan, the damage that even two justices by Biden would do generational damage for my kids and their grandkids, correct?
Most definitely. It is really critical. I'm not going to get into all the other issues and we all know what's going on in the country. We all sense it. We all feel it. I mean, it's not fun these days, you know, but this cancel culture that's out there would like to cancel your right to own a gun. There's no two ways about it. And Mark, I sent you photos, you know, of all the boarded up stores, yes. People being accosted in the street, you know, in the street, I was Julianne and I were followed by a guy on a bike that kept yelling obscenities and making obscene hand gestures to us for over a block, leaving the White House. When we first walked out, we had the protection of Secret Service and the DC riot police dressed in full riot gear, but they couldn't follow us all the way to our hotel room. And I showed you the pictures outside our hotel room with all the smashed, boarded up windows. It's really kind of scary. That's why so many people are going out and buying guns, first time gun owners. In fact, I'm just going to change gear real quickly so we get it in for time. Next week, the Second Amendment Foundation has purchased several hundred thousand worth of TV spots for our program, Second Amendment First Responders, on the Fox News Channel, Newsmax TV, and One America News Network, trying to reach a lot of those first time new gun buyers and getting them engaged in the gun rights movement law. So critical.
Yeah, I've seen the spot, and it's wonderful. When does that begin running, Alan? I apologize. I don't have that in front of me.
Tomorrow, Monday. Next week. And I'm hoping they do well enough and I'm able to raise enough money to keep them on and a week after that as well. We're really stepping out and trying to reach these new gun owners and getting them engaged in the battle right now when it's really important.
Okay, we're talking with Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And I'm just going to tell you, I mean, let's just get real. The single most powerful living human being, at least in America right now today and anywhere else on earth, fighting for our right to bear arms, fresh off of his trip from Washington, D.C., got back late yesterday after being there and visiting the White House and being a part of Trump's acceptance of the nomination. We're getting it straight from the horse's mouth, and nobody knows this better than Mr. Gottlieb. When we come back, we've got a couple other issues we want to fly by. We'll fly right into them with him. Alan Gottlieb will be back with me right after this. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back indeed. Before we go back to Mr. Gottlieb, there's a couple of things I want to mention to you. First, I want to get a little business out of the way, but it also applies to supporting a Second Amendment Foundation because this is so vital and so important. But we wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for the people that support this broadcast. You know, we're coming into you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is the Leadslinger's microphone and all of it, all of our sponsors, every bit of it, daily show, weekday show, this show, all of it being brought to you and presented by X Insurance, who've taken a big step with Armed American Radio as we move into the future. I've got them working on my new policy right now, and I know several of you have as well. I know some others that have gotten some of their policies, and we're lots to come. I'll be meeting with them at their corporate out in Salt Lake. We're going to be doing promotions. We got a lot going on with you guys for everything, okay? But let's give some of these people a shout out real quick who have actually step up and support us. Of course, Leadslingers, DefenderCoffee.com. I'm going to go back to them before I go back to Mr. Gottlieb. You'll understand why in a minute. I just ordered a new Crossbreed Super Tuck, Crossbreed Holsters. All the discounts are at CrossbreedHolsters.com, okay? GunBroker.com is 100% free. I know you're having trouble finding it in your shops. It's there at GunBroker. You'll find it. 1.5 million auctions every day. The ammo you want is there and the caliber you want. The holsters are there. The guns are there. You'll find them. If you find them, buy them. Don't wait. They're not going to be there tomorrow. And if they do, they're going to be higher price. It's getting like that every single day. GunBroker.com. NorthAmericanArms.com. Sadie Sweat will be here next weekend on the program. We've got her booked. My Pillow, really pillows, supporting the Second Amendment. Mike Lindell is one of those corporate CEOs that have essentially told the other ones to stuff his pillows. Okay. He supports our right to bear arms. And I communicate with them in Minneapolis at their plant every single day. I speak with Don up there. They are amazing people. Buy a MyPillow. Use the promo code AAR. Buy them for gifts. The holidays are coming up, okay? And let's not forget the folks over at PulseTV.com. I'll put that up on the screen for you. Those of you watching on television and on the screen, on the live stream, can see PulseTV.com/armed or text the word armed to 58445 for all of the thousands of cool products that they've put together under an AAR page for us, okay? Very, very important. And let's not, of course, forget CarArms and frontsight.com/mark. It's free. All you have to do is get the certificate, and it supports us. That's all you have to do, whether you use it or not. Let's go back to the Defender Coffee thing one more time. Alan, welcome back in. I'm going to bring you in on this. People ask me all the time, how can I support the Second Amendment Foundation? What do I need to do? And I tell them, and I'm going to tell you listeners what I do. I'm a life member. That's $150. I give $50 a month in donations to the Second Amendment Foundation. It charges my card once a month. And I drink Defender Coffee. I'm drinking it right now. Why? Because Defender Coffee donates the profits, because I've directed them to go to the SAF. You can do the same thing. It's just no-brainer things like that can help. Maybe you can afford $5, not 50. Maybe you can afford 500 a month, more than 50. Help us, saf.org. Alan, did you want to say anything about that? It's so vital that this work gets out between now and November, my gosh.
Well, all that money that you donate and Defender Coffee donates and some of your other sponsors donate as well, quite honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
This is one of them. All that money is what's helped us, as an example, not only do our lawsuits that are all in the courts right now, but it's by $700,000 worth of national TV time to run next week. I'm really, I thank all of them and thank all the people that support them. And a lot of the donors who give directly to us as well, many of which are your listeners. I want to thank all of you.
Yeah, it's vital. So this is what you can do. Two comments I think you'll like as we move into the next segment. It's great for Alan to address all of this head on. That's from Scott Allen. And Scott, you're right. To get this directly from Alan is important for us. And, you know, sometimes we have to hear things that are uncomfortable. But if we don't, see, it's the difference between us and the mainstream press. We're not going to give you a lie of omission. If you don't like it, we're going to tell you anyway. And then Kevin Allen says, I voted for Trump in 2016 because of the court picks, and for the same reason I'm voting for Trump again in November. The other big issue is I know Alan M. Gottlieb has Trump's ear. That's from Kevin Sona. Kevin, thank you for that. And you are right. And when it comes to the courts.
If I can, let me just jump in on that. Having his ear is really, really important. You know, we have a seat at the table.
Yes.
If Joe Biden is president, we have no seat at the table. There'll be no gun rights person ever in the White House in 4 years. Joe Biden will be in that White House. That's the
none.
Big difference.
And, you know, listeners, with Alan at that table, you're at the table. I'm at the table. We're all at the table when Alan is at the table. Am I getting that message across to you, how important this is? All right, Alan, let's move on now. First off, you guys got through that gauntlet okay, right? I saw the pictures. I know it was terrifying, but you guys came out okay, right?
It was a little scary, and again, what really burns me is, I have a license in many states to carry a concealed, firearm for protection, but not in Washington, D.C., and, of course, being on federal grounds at the White House, I couldn't have one anyway. Walking out there, some of these people that were kind of scary out in the streets, lighting fires, and it was kind of freaky. We had one on the way back to the hotel. We had got diverted and couldn't go directly, to where the hotel was. We had to go around about way because of the riots and demonstrations in D.C., and we had to go through a small one-block park. I'm looking ahead and seeing this parking. Oh, my God, it's dark and it's trees and not very well lit. I'm not exactly happy about this. There's all these people running around the streets. And just then, a lot of riot police pulled up in a lot of trucks and white vans in riot gear and started arresting a lot of people that were creating disturbances. And it was, great to have law enforcement there to protect me when I couldn't have my gun to do it, I'll tell you.
Well, you better believe it. Yeah, defund the police, right? Idiocy. Alan, we've only got about another minute and a half. Let's talk quickly about, if we could, the new lawsuit that the SAF yet again is involved in, real fast.
Yeah, this week we filed suit in California. They have a 10-day waiting period from when you buy a gun and you pick it up, but they're now going 30 days or more using COVID as their argument. Under the law, the governor could, in fact, put an emergency thing in to give them more time. He didn't. But the attorney general is on his own illegally is doing it no matter what. We filed suit in federal court, in state court in San Diego this week.
So there you have it. And, look, I don't know what else to tell you, listeners. If this hour doesn't really, drive home how vital this is in November. Alan, we're going to continue to do this week after week after week. You're going to continue to have our backs. You're going to continue to have the ear of the White House for us. That brings all of us a seat at the table. I hope that everybody listening and watching understands just how important that is. Because, one thing, Alan, that you just mentioned that I think is more important than anything else you've said today, if Biden is elected, we have no seat anywhere.
Yeah.
None.
Right. Mark,
they're not going to be looking to you for judges, Alan.
Right. Between now and November, there's no day off for me or any of my staff. And I'm hoping all your listeners will spend a couple hours a day on social media and other ways getting gun owners excited, involved, and turning out for the election. It's that critical.
Well, I know I'm reading a lot of comments coming in right now that people are, in fact, doing that. And I know that you're motivating a lot of people. We're going to continue to do that on Armed American Radio, on the weekday show, and on the Monster Cast, Alan. And on behalf of all of my listeners, all of my fans across the country, I want to thank you for getting invited, showing up on short notice, trekking across the country, and just having our backs when it comes to this freedom that we all cherish and hold so dear. I don't know anybody in my life I've ever met, ever, that does it like you do. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. You can support us because I'm a life member. You're a member. If you're not, join us. An annual membership is $15. That's $3 $5 bills. Find it in the couch if you have to. Whatever you need to do. We've got to stop the enemies of freedom, and there's nobody better than Mr. Gottlieb and the organization that we're talking about now. Guess who's coming up this next hour? Cam Edwards is going to be here for the first time appearance on the Monster Show ever. And he's going to stay here with me for an hour. Talk about explosive radio coming up. Cam Edwards, the legend, the man. Cam and Company, right? You read him over there at townhallsbearingarms.com. Cam Edwards is going to be here. That's going to be followed by a massive roundtable. Don't go away. We'll be back after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.